Just so you know, I'm not sick. It's just allergy, so don't be far away. Don't avoid me like the plague. You know, when I was living in Chicago for my theology, I lived, the theologate house is almost a mile away from Catholic Theological Union, where I was studying. And every day I would walk to school in the morning, and I would encounter this man who was selling a magazine in the corner of Harper and 53rd in front of Starbucks. He was selling the magazine called Streetwise. Streetwise magazine is a magazine about poverty, and it's being sold by people in poverty. And they would be able to keep over half of their sales. Some of the vendors I had encountered were pushy. So that's why when I encountered this one man standing on that street corner each morning, I would cross over the other side. At some point, I would cross anyway. Well, why not before? But morning after morning, I would notice some things. I noticed that this man had a broom and also a dustpan that Starbucks let him keep inside its doors. And when the sidewalk gets messy or filled with leaves, he would sweep it up. And other mornings, I noticed how people would come out and greet him with smiles and with handshakes. So finally, one day, I decided to pull out a few bucks and buy one of the magazines. I approached him and bought the magazine, and I asked his name. He said to me his name was Tim. And Tim said to me with a big smile on his face, "This is the best time to buy this magazine. The perfect time to buy this magazine. I am the vendor of the month." And he flipped over the magazine, showed me this back article. "This article is all about me." Well, after that, every day, I would walk by Tim and I would shake his hand. And if I did not buy his magazine, I would buy it. And I don't know where Tim is today. I don't know what he is doing. 2 weeks ago when I went to Chicago, I did not go that street. But one thing I do know is that he has changed me. Because I thought I knew what was going to happen when I first saw him. I thought I knew. But evidently I was very much mistaken. I thought I knew I had all the information, you know. I had the data based on previous experience. So I thought I knew. In the Spanish language, there are two verbs that are used for the words to know. We have the word saber, or and the other word conocer. Two verbs in Spanish to mean the same to know in English. And I think the Spanish language has something on us. My Spanish is not that good, but I think I have this figured out. That saber means to know information, facts, or a data. And conocer is more of a personal knowing. It's a knowing of a person. You use conocer when you refer to a person. There is familiarity. There is intimacy. There is this personal knowing, conocer. Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And around the world, preachers will be preaching about the Trinity, something like, it's a mystery that we cannot fully know. There is a depth to this Trinity that's beyond human understanding, beyond saber. And they are absolutely correct. They are absolutely true. We will never know everything there is to know about the Trinity. We will never saber. The Trinity, the relationship between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit has a depth beyond human knowing, beyond saber. And we could spend all day today discussing and talking about the Trinity, about the five